Proclamation number 7332 of 11th of April, 1959. God's presence and help requires conscious commitment. In undiminished love I accompany you from the beginning of your embodiment as a human being until your death. Yet you will only become aware of my company when you want it yourselves, when you establish the bond with me of your own accord, because my love may not force you and therefore restrains itself when this desire for my presence is lacking in you. But as long as you do so, you are also in danger that your earthly life will remain idle, for only when you pass through it together with me will it bring you success for your soul. Obviously, therefore, I cannot have an effect on you without this conscious bond with me. But since my love is infinite, it uses other means which therefore exclude a compulsion of love and yet can lead to a desire for my presence. And such means are suffering and pain of all kinds, sorrow and adversity, misfortunes and disasters which are so great that they cannot be mastered by people and involuntarily push towards the one who is Lord over all, who has the power to avert everything, but who wants to be approached for it. Admittedly, a small amount of faith in him must always be present, otherwise the human being will not remember a God and Creator but will be even more strengthened in his lack of faith. But where there is still little faith, much can still be achieved through suffering and sorrow, for then the human being will take the path to me in order to appeal to me for help. And then he establishes the bond, and an influence on my part is now permitted because his free will leads him to me, which gives me the right against my adversary, who had an equal right to the soul but has to hand over the right to me when the human being comes to me himself and has voluntarily established the bond with me. And I truly make good use of this bond by helping the human being to find his way out of his adversity and then also keep reminding him of me, so that he will certainly no longer completely abandon me, even though there is a danger that he will become more indifferent towards me again once the adversity has been overcome. But his faith in me has nevertheless been strengthened, and he will always use it again when new adversity comes upon him in order to protect him from falling into the abyss. People should only ever know that one is always ready to help, and they should entrust themselves to this one in every adversity. The more intimate the devotion to me is in such times of adversity, the more willingly I will stand by his side, because my love will not diminish but will increasingly take hold of my child, which allows itself to be grasped by me, its God and Father of eternity. My love will pursue the human being until the end of his life and always patiently wait for the moment when the child needs me to intervene in hours of utmost adversity, when only a thought reaches me, when only a cry for help touches my ear, which I will certainly listen to because it testifies to my faith in me, which I truly will not let be destroyed. Just remember that I myself am love, that I cannot help you in adversity, that only my love restrains itself where it is rejected by the human being but is fully effective where it is accepted, where the human being himself appeals to me for my presence, and I will also prove it to him by fulfilling the requests, by averting the adversity and strengthening his faith. For my love does not change or diminish eternally, but it can only become effective when you want it yourselves, when you voluntarily hand yourselves over to me so that I can radiate my love through you, which also includes the help you receive in adversity of body and soul. Amen.